It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar, my favorite time of the week with my sister, Swole sister, SC Williams. Oh, sorry, I was a little off of beat there because I was like, you know what? It's not Wednesday. It's Friday. Why is why is it that we're doing this on a Friday, SC?
Because Wednesday was a day of rest from social media, thanks to Instagram and Facebook being down.
Yeah, true. And I didn't have electricity all day.
That is very true too. It didn't come on till what, 2 o'clock for you?
Yeah, it was late in the afternoon because we had some really, really, really bad storms. And it's funny because I didn't even realize that Instagram and Facebook were down because I just thought it was that I just didn't have a good connection. I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll have to work on other things.
Yeah, you know, that's funny because on Wednesday I had so much work to do. I decided not to work out, not to film anything and just kind of take a social break that day. It just kind of worked out.
Yeah, I think by the way, guys, this is Jennifer Martinez and that's Essie Williams you're listening to. And
oh, yeah.
We are the Swole Sisters, and this is our Swole Sisters segment that we do every week. And we're coming off the cuff today. We're being totally organic today. We usually talk before and plan a little bit, like not very much, because we're always just like, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But we're getting a late start on this, and it's just been such a crazy week. I was like, hey, Essie, let's just go organic and let's just do what we do when we have phone calls together and share that with everyone. Mm-hmm. So she was like, okay. So who knows where this conversation is going to go, because we absolutely have no plan for the first time.
It's kind of scary, but like exciting at the same time.
I think it's good. I think it's good because I think that people can relate to that. Like picking up the phone, calling your girlfriend and just be like, look, wow, it has been a week.
It has.
What's been going on in your week?
Well, you're on spring break, right?
Yes.
So ours is not till the first week of April. So I've been planning that and it's been, you know, crazy trying to get the hotel and the flights. Anyway.
Oh, are you going out of town?
We are. We're going to go to Rome.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, to live the Essie life.
No, this is like, we have so many American Express points. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do it. But
you don't have to explain to me. You know I'm going to give you a hard time no matter what. I don't care. If the president was paying for it, I'd still give you a hard time.
We are girls.
I know, it's good for you. I gotta keep you honest.
Absolutely. Well, something did happen to me this morning. Because I was looking at Philippians 4, what is it? 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, present your request to God. Well, okay, so you know, I've been working on my online program.
Yeah.
I realized that I know how to put a program together, but I don't know how to market. I don't know how to do any of these things. So I reached out to a friend of mine. She's Coach Glitter on Instagram. And she and I actually grew up together and went to the same church. And we did, Bible studies together. We did youth group together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was coaching me on, how the importance of like getting emails. And she directed me to different people that I should listen to on podcasts. And once I started doing that, I got so overwhelmed. Remember me calling
you? Yes. Yep.
And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know anything. And because my technical skills on the computer, it's kind of gone south.
Yeah.
Everything that I do takes 3 times as long as like it would take my husband or like a 12-year-old.
I think a lot of people can relate to you right now.
Oh,
keep
my
talking,
God.
Girl.
Yes. So I've been anxious. Like I have been plagued. I have not even sat down to like really dive into the word because I feel like this anxiety, like I got to get this done. I have to start at 6 a.m. because it's going to take,
that's what we do. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not getting on to you. I'm totally talking to myself here. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to, and we all do that, Essie. That's why we need God's word.
And that's why when I was talking to Jen, she came and said, God will. And I'm like, oh, thank you for the reminder. And then you posted something for me on your Instagram stories that really helped me, where it said, you know, God will send you the right people and the finances and everything to support that, you know, what you are doing. And then so I decided to just scale back and just focus on one thing at a time. So yesterday I revamped my website, and through it all, I kept, asking myself, what is my goal? Of course it is to help other people, but what is my main goal is to bring glory to God. And I have to focus.
Well, if you could do it all, you don't need him. You and I talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, one of my strongest gifts is the fact that I can't do it. A lot of things, because, and so that makes me have to rely on God. because here's the thing, there's a reason why we're in the, all of us are in God's word right now, reading the scriptures that we're reading, that were in Ephesians, that were in Philippians, that were going into Colossians, because they're God's words of encouragement to the church, which is God's words of encouragement to us. We are the church, you know? And so everything, I'm like, it would be easier for me to, highlight the parts of the Bible that I don't need in my life than it to highlight everything I do, because my entire Bible is like covered in highlighting and writing. But, you know, let me speak into this a little bit with you, Essie, because you are so gifted and you are so, your program is going to be amazing. And because he's given you that gift and that ability, and it's, and Philippians 2, it, you know, it's so funny because God, you know, all these successful books that I've been reading about how to be, you know, successful or how to be high performance habits and all these like really great books, they all came from God's word, because even in Philippians 2, it talks about, but also to the interest of others. And I put beside that, add value. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but to the interest of others. What does everything tell you about a social media or any kind of marketing? What you want to do is you want to add value to people's lives, because that's how people remember you. They don't remember what you say, but they remember how you make them feel, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And your program is going to help people feel good about themselves in mind, body, and spirit. It's not just about working out. You've been, you know, saying that for a year now. You're like, look, this is where I used to be with it, but here I am now. And this is what people need. And this is what, you know, it's what it's a lot of people have a perspective on fitness that is not healthy, you know, and you're trying to bring a healthier perspective and say, look, you got to feel good. You got to move your body. And sometimes you have to not move your body to feel good, you know?
Oh, I love not moving my body.
Like rest and downtime.
Yeah. And it was weird to me because I didn't work out at all. I usually do something. I didn't even walk Logan.
Was it too cold or just?
It was cold and I was just engrossed.
You're consumed.
Consumed. Yes. Yeah.
With the computer stuff. And it's funny because you look up from doing stuff like that, because I've done it. I've been there. And you're like, that it's been 4 hours. I feel you, sister. But you know what? Here's the thing. You're adding value to people's lives. And, you know, and it talks about, then again, since we're in Philippians, let's go ahead and turn the page. It talks about God sends us helpers through relationships. You know, and that's at the end of chapter 2. That he knows what we need. What is being anxious? It's trying to please other people. You know, and that's, we don't need to do that. You know, I don't know. I understand it helps us to motivate us some in some areas, I guess. I don't know if anxious is the right word. I don't know. Maybe pressure.
I'm not sure. I was going to say pressure. It was a pressure of like, I don't want to drag this out for a year and say, oh, the program's coming in a year later. I'm like, I'm still working on it because... So there's some time pressure, of course. And I think the anxiety part I'm okay with now because I've just let it go.
Yeah.
Which was very helpful. But I do still feel the pressure of the time, I guess, the timing of it. So.
Well, time is valuable. But you have to understand that you're moving forward and you're doing everything you can with the time that you have. And whatever you can't do, you just have to surrender to God. And when you don't do that, that's when the anxiety starts building up. And we just need constant reminders. That's why we have relationships. That's why we have the soul sisters. So we can remind each other of that. And Yeah, it may be a silly little quote or something that, you know, in a story that you send someone or tag someone in, but it's amazing how it can shift that mind switch real quick.
Yes. And, you know, I did a, to switch gears a little bit, I just did a question on my story about, you know, what is your biggest obstacle when it comes to fitness? And I would say that about 90% of the people said diet. And you and I both know that you can work out for hours at a time.
Right.
You will not get the body or the health that you want.
Right.
If everything in the kitchen goes south, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, unless you're like gifted with incredible genetics, like Sandy, a friend of ours whose genetics are incredible. But I mean, like that's not your average person. We're talking to the average person. I mean, the day to day in and out with our friends and family, and like let's take Hannah for example. Just had on my podcast. She has a feeding tube and she has a trach, and when they were feeding her whole life up until 5 years ago. Just Pediasure, I think that's the right one, which is a pre-made drink that's full of synthetics. She was literally sick every week. Like every now and then she'd have a good day, but she was sick more than she wasn't feeling sick, you know, all the time, and infections all the time because her body wasn't getting the nourishment it needed, right? So then when she finally, 5 years ago, some friends said, hey, listen, you know, have you thought about maybe putting some real food in your feeding tube, you know, blending up some stuff? That's when her life changed. And in the last 5 years, she's been sick 4 times. That just tells you the power of food. And that's what we were talking about on our podcast. I was like, food is medicine. Mm-hmm. And when you know, that's why people bring that up to you, because you're going to keep it simple for people, because simplicity is what we need. We're so convoluted with so much information about nutrition. It's like, do you do keto? Do you do paleo? No, stop.
But so, you know, I was thinking about this because I was DMing one of my followers, and she was saying that she was so discouraged because she doesn't know what to eat, and she can't get to the gym, or when she does, it's not consistent. So what I really realized as I was mulling this over my head is that I think we've lost connection to ourselves because we are so external. Like, okay, I'm going to try this diet. So this diet told me to go shopping for these groceries list, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to come home and make this meal, and they tell me how much to eat. So, I mean, you could probably be eating something that you don't like, first of all, or eating it even when you're not hungry because it's the time to do it. So I feel like our mind-body connection to food has totally gone awry. I've told you before that I stopped dieting, and that wasn't to boast, but to say that I finally got to the point where I can't be on any kind of a diet. Like, it just, I rebel.
Yeah.
And so I just decided to eat what I am craving. And in the beginning, I have to say, it was not the good stuff because my body was used to eating crap. And so when you eat crap, you want more crap.
Yeah,
so
you
once
do.
I started eating more vegetables and stuff like that, I just started craving that kind of stuff more. But if I do have a craving for pizza, which I had a slice and a half of last night, I'm going to have it. But if I am hungry, but I'm going to make sure my next meal is really good. But I'm over this following a certain kind of a diet.
Right.
I want to know when I'm full. I don't want a diet to tell me how much I need to eat. I want my brain to tell me. I want my stomach to tell me. And so like I can stop it on my own. I think that's so important, you know?
It is. And to be able to relay that, you have girls in the house, you know, and you know, right now my son, we have him doing, okay, he's an athlete trying to achieve something. So when you're doing that, you do have to take in consideration, and have the discipline to not eat certain foods when you're in that season. And you and I have talked about that, you know, there's like a preseason workout, but you're talking about just having a good relationship with food. But because my son is doing this and he's losing weight in the way that he needs to, and gaining in other areas that he needs to, because he's got some important combine stuff coming up, he knows he needs to increase his speed and his explosiveness. And so we're adjusting his diet for that. And he's seeing results pretty quickly because, you know, usually your 17-year-old boy just eats whatever the crap he wants. And, you know, and so he's seeing results. But so it's funny that you brought this up, Essie, because it's so important to even at his age. I sat him down yesterday when I was making him some food, and I said, I hope you understand that this season of life that you're in right now, that these things that you're having to say no to in your diet that you're used to having is for a purpose of for what you're trying to achieve, right? A goal. But when you start introducing these things back into your diet, you know, you need to have a healthy perspective of how it makes you feel. So, you know, where I'm just trying to get them to understand that you can have a cookie and just have a cookie, you know, and enjoy that cookie, not just like have the whole package, you know, because you're a lineman, a football player who, you know, because that's, they don't teach that to athletes, to football players, at least linemen. They're like, go eat a whole pizza, or they give them each their own pizza when they're getting on the bus. Like, and then the skills guys get, we used to think that was the greatest thing ever. He's like, yeah, linemen get a whole pizza to themselves. You know? Like, that is not okay.
That is not okay.
And so anyways, I'm just, it starts, even when you're trying to do things for a certain goal, if you're trying to do something for like, you know, if you're doing a half marathon and you know, you need to, you know, up your nutrient level and macros in a certain area for that goal, it still comes down to, how you feel. And you're trying to say, look, if you feel yucky, eating this certain way is probably not the right thing for you, you know?
Exactly. Keeping it simple. That, you know, as I said before, if you are really new to this and you have been on a bunch of diets and you don't know yourself as with food, get a journal and write down everything that you eat and write down how you feel like an hour or two later. Mm-hmm. I think that's like a really good indicative of like whether that certain food is good for you or not. Or like if you get really gassy, maybe you need to adjust the portions or maybe just take it out immediately, like all the way, and then try again later. But I think,
I have a client right now that I'm having her take pictures of everything she eats.
Oh, that's really good. So
and sending it to me just because it makes it easier for her. It's not like, this is how many calories. This is what I don't even know what half the stuff it is. Every now and then I'll be like, what is that you're eating? What is that? You know, but
And I think it's really helpful when you have like maybe one meal that you can always go to that you know that you always feel great with. Like for me, like I just had one egg with some jasmine rice and I roasted a bunch of vegetables. Like I had cauliflower. So I just mixed that in with some hot sauce and it was delicious. I eat that probably almost every day.
Isn't that funny how you get, I'm that way too. That's why I can't do meal plans or even give people a meal plan because I'm like, I'm such a creature of habit and it works for me because I like easy, you know? Yeah. And so eggs, I even did a funny little thing on my story the other day where I looked like an egg, you know, cause you know, they have those filters. Cause I was like, I'm turning into one. Cause it's all I eat because it takes 2 minutes, you know?
I know. Right? And it's so good for you. It has everything in it. And it's just like you said, it's easy. You could, have you ever done it in a microwave? Like you whip it up and you put it in there. It's so good. I've done that before. And no, it like puffs up. You have to whip it though. And then it puffs up. Oh my God. It's like this Korean thing. And my mom used to put like, because you're supposed to do it on the stove, but this was like a cheater's way. And she would put scallions and like a little bit of salt and stuff in it. And then it would just puff up. And then it's really good.
Okay.
Try it. Well,
microwaves are so bad, Essie.
I know.
They're so bad.
You know, it's a convenience that I will not.
Oh, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. I do the convenience thing too. We all do. Come on now.
Yeah.
No guilt. So, so I mean, if you hear anything about what our conversation between the two of us is, we struggle with it too, and we get it. And it can't be about weight loss. It has to be about wellness because weight loss is a side effect. And the reason why I have my client taking pictures of everything she's eating, because I want her to be aware. Sometimes we're just not even aware of what we're doing. We think we're doing something. And then when we look back, we're like, oh, that's what I do. And so after a week of doing it, I asked her, I said, I'm not even going to give you any suggestions yet. I haven't told her anything to change or anything yet. I said, I just want you to tell me, what have you learned from this process in this little bit of a week? And she was like, this, that, and the other that I had no idea. And I said, yeah, that's where it starts. That's self-awareness of certain things. And then, in a week from now, I'll be like, okay, so this is what we're doing. This is what you've been doing. This is what we can do that will fit into that. And then it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle, right?
Absolutely. You have to make it a lifestyle. Just like Jen and I, we get up and well, I work out in the morning. She works out more towards the mid-afternoon, right?
Yep, this season.
But it's always written in our schedules because that's what we do. That's what we are.
It makes us feel good.
It's our habit, right? Yes, it makes us feel good. It's just become a habit for me. It really feels weird if I don't do at least like 15 minutes of something.
Right.
And sometimes my workouts are 15 minutes. I mean, and that's another thing that I actually wanted to touch on when you said that our fitness has gone awry. I don't know why 1 hour became the norm for like training and why we feel like we need to do a certain number of circuits in order to feel like we've accomplished something. I think we've got to change our minds about what fitness is.
Yes.
And now that I'm getting older, I know if I worked out like I did like 5 years ago, I will be in the hospital. I will be like admitted tomorrow. So you just have to really think about like what is fitness for you. If you are going for the aesthetics, like Jen used to, right? You were a bodybuilder.
Oh yeah.
You wanted to compete. Okay, so we're not talking about that. That just like Toby's an athlete, he's got a goal. We're not talking about that, but we're talking about everyday moms and ladies. You guys are out there going to work or taking care of your kids or family. We're talking about you guys. Like, it doesn't have to. You don't have to be like a boot camp warrior to have an awesome body.
Right. To feel good and to be strong. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Consistency is actually more important in the long run than how hard you go with each workout.
Right. And sometimes I like to tear it up because it's the athlete in me, but I don't do that every day. Good God, no. I would not in my 40s. I would die.
I used to do that 5 days a week. I would.
Oh my God. I remember that. Essie, y'all, I have to share this. When Essie and I first started talking and she called me up, she was like, "Hey, let's talk because I need some help. I'm struggling with my hormone stuff." Remember that? And I was
I can
give you some advice. And then I was just listening to you, everything that you were saying. And I think I remember stopping you and just saying, "Hey, you're overtraining."
What did I say to you?
It shocked you.
No, I said, "I know, but I can't help it."
Yeah.
I can't stop.
But it shocked you that I was like, "I'm not going to let that go." Like it's like you have got to, because that's what you do when you care about people, you know? And it's just like, look, this is sabotaging you, not helping you. And you knew it, but you just needed someone to hold your feet to the fire.
Well,
and that's
why I actually held it as a badge of honor that I could go 4 or 5 days a week that hard. I was like so proud of myself. And yet here I was having all sorts of hormonal issues. And I guess I needed you to tell me that. But you know, if you're at that place where you feel like you're a badass because like, I mean, seriously, like at the gym, when my kids were little, of course they went with me because I had to go to the gym and I would go to pick them up from the childcare. And I remember the guy saying, "Oh my God, this is your mom. She's a beast." And I would be so proud of that. But now I think about it, I'm like, I was killing myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I think there's a lot of people that are hearing you right now saying,
So you guys, listen, I was really, really lean, like really, really fit, and I looked really, really good, but I was really, really miserable. Sick and miserable.
Yeah.
So now wellness is trumping it. I'm a little heavier. Yes, I have some rolls and stuff, but you know what?
And you look amazing. You know, the body dysmorphia problem that we have because of, especially, I had someone ask me this. He's coming on the podcast in a couple of weeks, and he was like, because he knows I used to do the competitions. He's like, "Did you ever suffer with the body dysmorphia thing?" And I said, "No, because the only reason why I didn't when I started getting soft again is because I was like, I knew the pain that I was in every day trying to achieve that aesthetic look." Yeah. And so I was like, "Oh, thank God I can be soft and be okay." And some people can't ever get over that because I was 4% body fat. So when I was that lean, my butt was like, not like a woman's butt. It was hard. It was like, a man's booty. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait,
it's not normal.
What was your body fat percentage?
4%.
Mine was 13. And I thought I was like,
but this was stage. Now, mind you, that's stage ready.
Did you
stage ready
period?
No, there was like all sorts of problems with me. Yeah. It was ridiculous. I only did two shows for a reason. I was really good at it, but it was not worth it.
How long did your body take to recuperate from all of that?
It actually recuperated pretty fast because you have to understand, like, I grew up in a household where my mom was a hormone specialist mm-hmm. and a nutritionist. And so I knew things that most people don't about health mm-hmm. and not about diet. And so I knew what I needed. I knew what I was deficient in mm-hmm. to achieve the results I was getting. And so I knew how to feed my body what it needed to be healthy again. And that's why I quit doing it, because I looked like the picture of health mm-hmm. but I was the most unhealthiest I've ever been in my life. Yeah. I can't explain it. It's not normal not to be able to eat an apple. Like, I don't agree that, you know, because it's too much sugar. And when you put that kind of sugar in your body, you can't achieve the aesthetics needed for shift. Now, for show weight. I'm talking about what you need to look like for the show.
Right.
Like,
to walk out on stage in that tiny bikini.
Right.
And to show all angles of your body while you're flexing your butt off.
Right. Right. So for that, and my competitive nature made me go like super, super extreme. And it's probably why I did as well as I did. But it doesn't mean it was healthy. So I didn't like take any drugs or do anything on that aspect of it. But to me, when you don't eat nourishing food, you're doing your body a disjustice, you know. Thankfully, mm-hmm. I was in my early 30s, and so I was able to, I was able to recover better. I think if I were to try and do it now, I wouldn't have the same recovery. I know I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. And not only that, I would be so cranky all day.
Yes.
I don't think I could do that.
The quality of life, it's not worth it.
And I think that's what it came down to. It took me getting older and wiser and having a few injuries under my belt mm-hmm. to finally come to this conclusion. So if you're not there yet, you guys, don't mm-hmm. be so hard on yourself. It took me quite a long time. And I wish that I had a podcast like this to listen to, you know, try to help me get my mind around it. But when I was in the trenches of feeling like, oh, I've got a badge of honor because I'm like, I can do this many reps of pull-ups and blah, blah, I was so engrossed in it. You couldn't tell me that I was hurting myself. You couldn't. I would even lie and say, oh, I feel great. I'm going to go and do this. And I was sore and I didn't want to work out. I wasn't sleeping well, but you know,
had to go through that, Essie, because you need to, in order to help people. I truly believe we go through things so that we can, to use it to help other mm-hmm. people. And that's what this whole life's about. You know, we're fixing to go into Colossians, and the one thing that I love about the book of Colossians reading, you know, for the next week of the Swole Sisters is mm-hmm. I have, and I even, added it to a podcast I did the other day. It was a story. Mm-hmm. God qualifies you. And in that first chapter, read it again, highlight it, and just know that God is the one who's qualified you. You don't need any MDDM,
all the letters behind your name,
titles. Your name? You don't need those things to be qualified. God's already done it, and trust the gifts that He's given you, and walk in that. It takes the pressure off, takes the anxiety off. I mean, what is anxiety? Oh wait, this is good. I wrote this down. It says, what anxiety is: worry. It's worldly cares. It's focusing on the bad stuff. That's what the mm-hmm. devil wants us to do. He wants us to focus on the bad stuff, not the great things that God has given you. And you don't have your computer stuff done. You don't have, you know, your emails done. You don't have, like, all the focus on the bad stuff is what brings that anxiety up in you. Instead of focusing on, oh my gosh, I've accomplished so much to this point in my life. I can't wait to share this with who God wants me to share it with. And you need to have some business in there, but I do believe that if that's not your gift, God's going to bring someone in your life that has that gift, and they're going to help you with it.
I hope so. I need a marketing person badly.
Listen, here's the thing. Right now you're speaking into the hearts and minds of women who hear you and say, that sounds like something that would really benefit and add value to my life. That's not marketing, but it is. You're speaking to their heart.
I could only be who I am. And
And God's going to bring it to the people that need to hear it.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I do believe that, but I do want to learn this stuff because we are in the social media world, and I want to, before
you want to better yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm actually having fun doing it. And I feel like I'm back in school to some extent. And I feel like I'm using my, like the part of the brain that I haven't used in a while. It's kind of waking up, and I'm enjoying that.
That's the healthy part. What I'm trying to say is just try and keep it in that healthy space.
Oh, absolutely. And then I know that if I start to go awry, I'll probably give you a call.
I do it to you. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, like Wednesday, I was like, hey, we can record this thing. We can try. But oh my gosh, I really, if we could change it to Friday, that would be better. Because I just was in a space of like trying to make it happen when it really – I'm glad we didn't, you know, make it happen.
Yeah, me too. I mean, when you don't have, you guys have to get a generator.
You know what's funny is our neighbors have one. And so as soon as the electricity goes out, it's like, you know.
No, I mean, like, we come over, I'll bring a bottle of wine.
We actually have a generator. I just don't ever want to fire the thing up. Because what do you connect it to? I mean, like, you can't connect it to the whole house. You know, you have to connect it to, like, the refrigerator. Or is it really?
It's a whole house generator. And it is hooked up to our gas line. We get a lot. You don't understand. Well, you do, because you kind of live in the boonies. Remember I told you we were displaced from our home for 10 days after that hurricane? Yeah. Never again. I mean, just so you guys know, we live with septic and well water, which means that when the electricity is out, we don't get water.
Same.
You can't flush.
We don't
either. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why we just bit the bullet and we got it. And we're so glad it did, because it's come on like more than 10 times since we've gotten it a few years ago.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, don't flush the toilets. Whenever the electricity goes out, don't flush the toilets, because it's just such a habit. Like, I don't know how many times I walked into a room, Essie, on Wednesday to turn a light on.
Oh,
I'm like, I know the electricity is not working, but I'm still going to, because we just do things out of habit.
Yes. See, habit forming. So get your eating well and exercise in there. It'll become a habit.
Oh, I appreciate you coming on here and being vulnerable with us and just sharing your struggles, because I feel like that's how we all grow and encourage each other. And so, and if you don't, if you don't mind, Essie, I would love to have Hannah come on and talk with us one time, because she's a big part. Yeah. And as she starts to develop her speech more and more, I think that it'll be something that she can really add a lot of value to the hearts and minds of us all, you know? So I'll definitely talk to her about doing that. And we'll do it with a video. We'll do
that's
it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be a lot of fun. So, I mean, we're moving and grooving. We're going, dude, we're in March and it's almost over. Like, we're 3 months into the year, guys. Like, stay true to getting in God's word and encouraging one another. And if you're dealing with any kind of anxiety, just surrender it to God and just walk in freedom, because he takes it all on for us. Don't trust in your own self so much. Trust in God more. As easy as that sounds, I know it's hard to do. Trust me, I struggle with it more than most people. And that's why I need God in my life.
You're so because true. But you know,
it's so true.
When it's hard, you just have to make a choice and say, I'm going to do it, because in the Bible, it says that I can do it. I'm going to do it. So sometimes it just becomes I become a bullheaded person. I say, I don't feel it, but I'm going to trust it. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you guys don't wait for the feelings, because your feelings are not reliable at all.
No, mine aren't. Especially in your 40s and 50s and 60s. That's called hormones. It's like, whoop,
or how
up
about
and down.
When you're 13, like my daughter.
Oh yeah. No kidding.
Please help.
The eye rolling. The infinite eye rolling.
Oh my God. I told her if she rolls her eyes one more time, I'm going to slap the back of her head so her eyeballs will pop out. Yes, I said that.
That's called parenting. That's some good old fashioned parenting right there. Slap kids upside the head. Oh God, we're going to jail.
Okay. Oh my God. I just said it on the podcast. Anyway.
Oh, it's good.
Guys, look at the time. I've got to scramble. I know you do too.
Yes. But I appreciate you coming on here and sharing your time and your wisdom with us. And we'll be back next Wednesday, just talking about Colossians, and we'll see you guys on Instagram. Share this with people if it helps. You know, just the three little dots, you push those three little dots and it says share.
Do it. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Pure pressure.
And become one of us Swole Sisters. Reach out to me and let me know if you're a Swole Sister, if you're, if you're a fan, let us know, because it encourages us too. We need the encouragement as well. And just knowing that. And plus we love the feedback, because it usually leads to topics.
Yeah.
Because like today, diet was something was really big that was, you know, brought to attention all week long. So things like that really, really, really help. And we care about y'all. We're praying for y'all. And I guess that's it for now, right, Essie?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys next week on Wednesday, our regularly scheduled time.
That was so perfect. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Bye for now, guys.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.